The Olympic Summer Games begin today in London, but in an alternate universe, New York City has won its quest to host the 2012 Games, and athletes from around the globe are here, and so are millions of their and our compatriots.
Every visitor will step out of arenas, hotels, and restaurants into a city swept up in Olympic excitement.
That was the scene, at least envisioned in promotional videos produced several years ago as Mayor Bloomberg and other city leaders prepared New York City's bid. WNYC's Fred Mogul takes a look at what would have happened to the city's landscape if they had succeeded and what has happened instead.
Okay, you're a New Yorker. You don't impress easily. Life in the city is enough of a hassle already, and summer here, let's face it, is pretty steamy and smelly and tense. So who'd want to invite millions of Olympics fans to come clog our streets? But come on. Aren't you a little wistful about what might have been? Think about the gymnastics, the track and field, the swimming, the basketball, boxing, beach volleyball, and tennis. No way, says Queens resident Andrew Wong.
For most of us regular working folks, it's going to wreak havoc on our everyday lives, I think.
Wong is one of many New Yorkers we talked to. And while opinions were mixed, this is New York after all, there was definitely a sizable number in the good riddance camp who thought the whole thing was an ill-conceived boondoggle.
Personally, I'm glad that they didn't get it.
It's too big, and, you know, we had too much things going on in the city.
Sometimes it turns out afterwards that maybe in their rush to build, they didn't really build the right things in the right places, and you're sort of stuck with it afterwards.
Sure, but under New York City's original bid, Michael Phelps would be swimming in Williamsburg and Tyson Gay would be sprinting on Manhattan's West Side. There'd be a sailing regatta off the Rockaways, equestrian events on Staten Island, and soccer in the Meadowlands. And many of the Olympic structures would be put to good use after the Games left. All this together leads some New Yorkers to believe the city would be a better place today, and we do mean today, if the torch relay were swinging through the five boroughs right now as you listen to this.
A lot of money would have came, a lot of tourists.
I think it would have been lots of fun and, you know, definitely helped the area lots.
We're used to it. We're used to big crowds, big noise. It's not a problem for us.
Some people say the 2012 Olympic bid actually has made the city a better place even without the Games coming here. Mitchell Moss, an NYU professor with ties to the Bloomberg administration, says the city's proposal provided a blueprint for some of the biggest local projects in the last decade.
Because of the 2012 Olympic bid, we are going to have housing built on the East River, and the vast rezoning of the Far West Side is going to create housing and commercial development well into the future.
Moss says these and scads of other projects around the city were kicking around for years, but were stalled until impressing the International Olympic Committee became one of Mayor Bloomberg's top priorities 8 years ago. Crane's business columnist Greg David agrees, but only up to a point.
It isn't true that we won by losing, because the Olympics would have pushed this agenda much further.
For example, in that alternate NYC 2012 universe, there would have been a giant platform over the West Side rail yards, and on top of it, the Olympic Stadium. Plans for that parcel have changed to make it a cluster of apartment and office towers, but the build-out will take at least 10 more years. Whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing depends on how you feel when you hear those notes, and whether you think urban development should have that official Olympic motto, faster, higher, stronger. Other New Yorkers prefer a different approach, namely, slow and steady wins the race. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.